From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Amy Dickinson, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host at the Norse Theater in San Francisco, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill eats a big bowl of Rhyme-A-Roni in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, New York City has a program that encourages developers to build low-income housing along with the fancy condos they're putting up. One developer is taking advantage of this by putting low-income housing and luxury condos in the same building. And, special feature, the low-income tenants will get their very own what?
Entrance.
Yes! There is a separate entrance in the building for the poor peoples. It's like a main entrance and a back door for the working class. It's just like Downton Abbey. How thrilling.
Is this the same place where they had, like the rich people gym? The people in the building couldn't use a gym's place in New York?
Well, no. The rich people have a gym. And the poor people who live in the building will have a smaller gym that'll just be treadmills. They get this for free. They have to spend at least 6 hours a day on the treadmills to power the fountain in the rich people's lobby.
Right? Yeah, that's what that is.
It is nice,
but you know what? That's sustainable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Carbon sustainable, right?
The address will be 40 Riverside Drive. It'll have 219 pricey luxury condos, priced in the millions, I'm sure, and 55 mobile homes stacked one on top of another right next to it. The poors will have to use their own separate entrance, a fact which developers say doesn't remind anybody of anything. All right, it's not really a separate door. It's like a little door in the bottom of the regular door.
Flaps up.
Wait till you find out another feature they get in this shared building, the trickle-down shower. Amy, good news for travelers. A few weeks ago, airplane manufacturer Airbus filed a patent that would replace those terrible, uncomfortable airplane seats we all hate with what?
Oh, I hope it's... Wait, was it bicycle seats?
It was bicycle seats!
How? Spin class?
Sort of. The design will cram several airline passengers next to each other on these narrow bicycle seats, blurring the line between airplane interior design and Dante's Inferno. Good news, you'll never have to fly next to a screaming baby again, because no one who sits in those seats will ever be able to have children.
I've seen the picture of these bicycle seats, and they're even more ridiculous than they sound because they all fold up when not in use. So they're sort of like stadium bleacher seats you have to push down when you get to your seat. And everybody here and listening in Radioland is thinking that's ridiculous, but if that seat was $80 to Paris, you'd be getting on that bad mamma jamma.
Well, how about... Here's the worst part. In the designs and the patent, each of the seats has a set of pedals beneath it.
Yep.
That's the scary part.
It's a Flintstone plane all of a sudden.
Ladies and gentlemen, looking off to our right, you'll see Mount Rushmore, and if you don't start pedaling harder, we will be hitting it.
Yeah. Luke, trying on clothes can be one of the most disheartening experiences imaginable. We all know this. But one clothing store is going to try to improve the experience. They've created dressing rooms that do what?
I have thought of this, if I have the right answer in my brain, I have been thinking this for years. Do they make you look skinnier?
You mean like with like those mirrors?
A more flattering mirror, better lighting.
No.
You know, they always do that.
Well, then that idea is still available, and I am going to utilize it. Because, come on.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, Luke, but they already do that.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not a size zero?
If you're looking bad in the dressing room, then there's a chance that you look worse out on the street.
All right. Well...
Not a pretty thought.
This is not the place I hoped we'd have this conversation. But, okay, you're the advice maven. Whatever. I'm sorry, Peter.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Blue is definitely your color.
Is it sort of a recording that analyzes how you're looking
and
how the outfit looks on you?
But yes, basically, it compliments you.
It compliments
you. The dressing room, it will compliment you. So as you're standing there, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. A hidden speaker plays pre-recorded messages like, wow, you look amazing.
Oh, man.
And beautiful. And just stand there and let me look at you, even though I have no eyes.
So, you see, wait a minute, because I have been going into clothing stores and yelling that under the door, and yeah. it's like,
they make you always make
I
you
get
leave.
Kicked out.
I know.
So it's going to be on like a loop, like the It's a Small World ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait till it breaks down.
That's before.
You look amazing.
What I was hoping was that the answer was going to be is like a sassy friend that they will put in and give you a montage of like, Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
progression
you know,
scene.
Yeah, progression.
It's pretty bad when you walk into one of these dressing rooms and you zip up your jeans and it doesn't say anything for a while. And it comes out with, I bet you've got a great personality.